From WYPR and PRX, it's Out of the Blocks. I'm Aaron Henkin. This episode, we are going to bring you along to a landmark Baltimore block. The intersection of Paca and Lexington Streets is where you're going to find the city's world-famous Lexington Market. And right now, the times there, they are a-changing.
On behalf of the Board of Directors, I welcome you to the official groundbreaking for the brand new Lexington Market.
Everybody's looking right at me, Big smiles, taking pictures, everyone.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Great job! Lexington Market is America's longest operating public market.
Governor Larry Hogan.
The market itself experienced significant decline. That ends today.
We are constructing a new 61,000 square feet building.
Mayor Bernard C. Jack Young.
At no point during construction will the East Market be closed to the public.
The Lexington Market Executive Director, Robert Thomas.
It's a new building and a new start, and it's a fresh day.
I'm Tebow Mannequin, and I work with Seawall that has been asked to help bring Lexington back to life. We look at this as the largest incubator for small businesses that Baltimore's ever seen.
I don't envy the people who are in the position of changing, because there's a billion ways to get it wrong and one way to get it right.
People say, oh, you're erasing the history. History really has never made us any money because we're not a museum. We're a business.
But we also want to have where the local people can still buy at the market also.
I've been in Lexington Market and I love it. And I'm hoping that with all the new changes coming, there'll still be room for us small merchants here.
We don't know the future, nobody know, but I like this place.
To everything there is a season, and I guess this is just the end of this season.
It's survival of the fittest.
Stories from Baltimore's Lexington Market, set to music by Wendell Patrick, right after this.
We have the burger cookies with the lemon burgers, almond, vanilla, and butter.
And also we got the homemade cookies. It says Sneaky Doodle cookie, chocolate chips. We bake them here.
And this is some cakes. The strawberry, a lemon, carrot, German chocolate, double chocolate, and the rainbow with the different colors in. This is Mina Tsouvardas, owner of the Market Bakery. And I'm here for 45 years. He's my beautiful wife,
Fanny Huvardus.
We run the place and we live together 24/7.
How is that?
Yes, you have to be nice to each other. And keep the little mouth a little bit slow. Don't raise your voice or the fighting.
He do his own job, I do my own job. That's how you work out. He got the money, I got the rest.
We are from the very same village, from island of Carpathos. So we come together, we stay together from 1973, we get married.
We spend almost a half our life here. We got feelings for the place, as why we stay here so long. We have a beautiful customers, and we have fun.
If you come from the other country for the American dream, what you gonna do?
What's your favorite kind of cookie?
The burger cookies are the number one, very famous.
Yeah, the burger cookies like the shortbread on the bottom and chocolate icing on the top.
Burger cookies almost have more icing than cookie.
Yeah, but melt your mouth.
The snickerdoodles is my favorite.
The cupcakes. I love the cupcakes.
And you like the sourdough donuts?
Yes, the sourdough right here. Get me some donuts in the morning, some breakfast, before I go to my NA meeting. Yeah, I'm going on 6 months clean. I go to my methadone program, and then I come to get something to eat.
Thank you. Nice to see you.
The danishes, we have a lemon, apple, cheese, raisin, coconut custard, pineapple, cherry, and peach. And then we have the famous sticky buns, the nut rolls, and strawberry shortcake.
One of these coconut danishes.
Mike Mastrominas, the name is Buttercup Bakery.
Give me an apple one, too. $4.50.
You are right across the aisle from Burgers, Cookie, and Bakery. Is this a friendly competition?
No, family owned. I'm the son-in-law of them. And as in-laws, they are the best in-laws ever. The hardest working people that I've ever seen in my entire life. These people are amazing. I don't know how they do it. They put in 14 and 16 hours a day, 6 days a week. For their age, it's unbelievable.
How much are these Danish?
$225. I'm originally from New Jersey, Elizabeth, New Jersey. I met my wife about 14 years ago, which is the daughter. And we fell in love and we got married and I moved here, which I like. I like it very much.
Your father-in-law just told me he's offered to pass the business along to you at some point. And that I guess that's something for you to ponder, huh?
I mean, yeah, we'll really talk about it. When they retire, I'm going to take over.
Must be a good feeling to have the trust of your in-laws like that.
Of course, yeah. That's why I love them. I mean, they go out of their way to do anything for me, for my wife, for the granddaughters, for anybody that they know. They help anybody that needs the help. They're good people.
Skelly first.
I got horse salmon.
Flounder.
Wild rock.
Farm rock.
Red snapper.
Spanish mackerel.
Porgies.
King mackerel.
Pen trout.
Blue fish.
Trout.
I got butterfish.
Black bass.
White bass. White perch.
Tilapia.
Spot. And whole catfish.
So you get fresh fish daily, and
yeah.
These fish are whole, and then they go on ice, and people order them, and you cut them up per their request.
Yeah, either fillet or split wide open or leave the head on. My name is Joshua Cho. I'm running the fish business at the Lexington Market, Harbor Fish.
You have extremely fast hands. Your hands move like lightning with that fillet knife. You've done this many years, huh?
Yeah. This year is going to be my 31 years.
Tell me the story of how you ended up in this business.
Family business. Yeah, I have much choice. Yeah, we call that the first generation of the immigrant. It depends on who pick you up from the airport.
So the relative who picked you up from the airport worked at a fish spot.
Fish spot, yeah.
And that was 31 years ago.
Yeah. A job is job. Yeah, we work hard and we send them our children to the primary school. They were born in here, so they are bananas. But, right?
Explain what you mean by bananas.
They look yellow outside, but inside is white. But I'm not. So sometimes I think I was right, and I think I know everything, but I was wrong. So I say, oh, I'm sorry. My bad. And they're just laughing. Yeah. I'm from Korea, born in Korea. When I was young, my country wasn't that rich. Everything is, you have to share it, not much opportunity. So, age 6 or 7, and every weekend I went to the airport. I've been watching hours and hours landing and take off airplane.
Wait, you say you used to go to the airport and watch airplanes take off and land?
Yeah.
What, tell me why, like just to, what would you think about?
One day I will fly with a flight. Yeah. How many people catch their dreams?
The beautiful thing about being in a market is that you get to meet everybody from the trash man to the president, I like to say. And you get to be human in a way that you never thought that you would be human before. I wouldn't say I understand everything about life, but I would say being around these people make you appreciate life. It makes you want to motivate them, to encourage them to be better, better for themselves, better for their families, and just work harder at being a great human being. And just because they're on drugs or they're alcoholic doesn't mean that they're a bad person. And when you really get to talk to them, you can see why. They're beautiful people. Okay, so I'm Officer Moody. I work right here at Lexington Market, and I've been here for 7 years. A day of work is a task. Some days it's a good day, some days it's a trying day, but your duties are to be on patrol, be visual, to assist with the customers, be very customer friendly, and make sure, you know, we don't have any problems during the day.
Do you remember your first day on the job here?
Yes, it was like no other day. It was like more like, you know, when you come here to do security, it's not like other security companies. You are like law enforcement in a way, but it was a very different day 7 years ago from what it is today. 7 years ago, we had a lot more problems, a lot more drug activity, a lot more, you know, I want to call them eyesores to see. Today, we don't have as many.
How do you think this past 7 years in this market has changed you as a person?
I've grown. I became more mature in a lot of ways that I just see me. Like I said, talking to people and helping people grow and moving people in different directions and seeing somebody who was completely on drugs and down to sober and I got a job today is a beautiful thing.
You need to take a call there?
Yeah, I think.
Go ahead.
5-2, what do you say he is?
It was a 102nd birthday button for a pastor or a church member at her church.
He'll be 102 on Sunday.
And Nova made some buttons for you guys to celebrate his 102nd birthday.
Yeah, I bought one and he gave him one. Yes.
It's not every day you do a 102nd-year-old person's birthday, so I took pride in doing that because I'm used to doing rest in peace button, but to actually do a button where somebody's still alive and they're 102, you know, puts a smile on my face. My name is Byla Nova Thomas. Some people know me as Nova. My t-shirt business is called Soul Surviving by M Design in Lexington Market.
You've got an entire functional, customized workshop in your stall here at Lexington Market. What kind of gear are we looking at here?
So we're looking at a heat press, a vinyl cutter, a sublimation machine, buttons, coffee mugs, t-shirts, hoodies. I do embroidery, so if you need something stitched, monograms, most of the things that I do on an everyday basis are rest in peace shirts.
It must give you an interesting perspective on life to constantly be creating these rest in peace shirts and buttons. I mean, you just see a parade of images of people who've gone, people of different ages.
Yep, it definitely does. And I don't want to say I've become numb to it, because every story is different, but I don't know. We just have to do better in terms of how we care for one another. You know.
When a family member comes and picks up that button or that t-shirt and they see it, talk about that moment. Talk about what you see in their faces, about what makes what you do worthwhile.
Well, it usually starts off with just a tear, you know, and then they get really emotional. They start to... It's almost they remember them in a happier occasion, you know, even regardless of the fact that, you know, they might have been murdered in a brutal way or suffered really bad through cancer. But the tear of joy that comes out their eyes puts a smile on my face. Know that I've done my little part in comforting them or bringing some type of a comfort for that dark moment that they're going through. I recently did a shirt, actually. Not yesterday, I did a rest in peace shirt of somebody wearing a rest in peace shirt of their friend that they made. I'm like, I recognize this guy, you know, and I just made a rest in peace shirt for him sometime in November of this past November. And now he's wearing a shirt, and that picture is a shirt that I made here, and now he's on a shirt that someone else is wearing. And that's, I've seen that way too often. Way too often. I don't know. It's crazy.
When it's your time to go, would you want someone to make a RIP shirt for you?
Yeah, I would definitely want to, but I'd prefer a birthday shirt first while I'm still alive.
You're listening to Out of the Blocks, Lexington Market. More in a moment.
My name is Juan Torriente. I am the supervisor from housekeeping. I've been in here for 20 years.
So you came here as part of the housekeeping crew, and then you worked your way up to being in charge of the whole crew?
The whole crew, yes.
Paint a picture for me of just how complicated it is to clean and maintain a place this big and this crowded.
Well, it's kind of difficult because we don't have the manpower. You know, for the last 3 years, you know, I've been handling the night crew and be working with two people to do the whole market at night time. We have went to the to management, we had told them, and to no avail. It's like nobody care.
You telling me that just two people have to clean this entire building overnight before it opens up again in the morning?
From 6 to 9 o'clock. And now it is until 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock we have to do the whole outside. See, we don't even have the equipment that we need. It's 2020. Most of the workplace, they got machine to do that. We are still with a dustpan and a broom. We got like about 3 blocks all around to go. One man.
Robert Fowler. I've been working here like 30 years.
Your job is to single-handedly clean the sidewalk around the entire 3-block radius of the market with a broom and a dustpan.
Yeah. So with a pan and broom, you're running into the rain, the elements of the wind, the snow, and then you got to worry about the crowd. Every day, it's some kind of crime going on. A shooting, a stabbing, robberies. One time, I was out there, a guy got shot. I was like 10 feet away from it.
I always been a positive person, you know, but it is uphill battle.
So you say over the past 3 years, morale has really been tough, it sounds like.
Down completely. You know, it looked bleak, but it's going to be, you know, always the sun rise. You know, it's going to be like this, but sooner or later it got to change. Because it cannot stay like this forever. So what I'm doing is, you know, concentrating in the thing I can do to better this market. Because I am proud of being here in the market. I live here in the city. I would like to have all the things for my city the way it is. No matter what, everybody is you know, entitled. We live here in the United States. I am an immigrant. I am from Havana, Cuba. I live in the, you know, in the communist. So I know the difference. I seen both systems. Sometimes I send medicine and packages to my family that's still out there in Cuba. Yes. Have a good life, have a good family, and provide for my family. You can my son and my family around here, you can, they're gonna have a future.
What kind of hot dog you want?
We have a regular hot dog, a beef hot dog. We have a kosher hot dog.
Mustard, onions, chili, sauerkraut, jalapeno.
We have a half smoked.
We have a Mexican dog.
But it's all about the chili.
It's something about this chili that draws the customers into to get hot dog. But our most selling hot dog is the Polish hot dog.
We open at 6. They order hot dogs 6 o'clock in the morning.
Extra mustard, right?
My name is Angel, and we're at Constance in Lexington Market.
My name is Lois Boone, and we're at Constance.
You got to keep up with Lois. Lois is continually, she moves so fast, as you can see.
There ain't nothing but a piece of cake. I've been doing it for 30 years.
Thank you. Have a good day. I never thought I would be a customer service person. I'm not the best at it, but I've met a lot of people. Good people, bad people. And a lot of people have grown up here. I grew up here too. But see, I used to get high. And I did my recovery here.
What an interesting part of recovery to have a job like this, huh? That keeps you so busy.
Yep, it keeps you real busy. And then it keeps you focused, especially when you look out the window and see all that's going on. And you really just, you know, make a determination that you don't ever want to go back, you know, as you can see some of our customers, you know. But, you know, it's all right. I figure that when they're ready in their time. But I know they keep me on my toes.
That's right. Right, right.
Hello. My name is Robert Wilson, or Bobby Wilson Jr., or Rob.
Robert is a good guy. Robert been here, I think, what you been, 20?
20 years. I started here as a stock boy, working part-time after school, and learned a lot about the business, went to college, learned a couple languages, and now I run the entire operation. So I'm pretty excited about that. It's kind of like my own Cinderella story.
You ready? Oh, you came back. Okay.
There's no place I'd rather be than here selling hot dogs and coffee to the everyday common man. You get an opportunity to be an uplift to some people. I mean, you have no idea how difficult of a time people are experiencing, and just being a friendly face, just being a kind face, or just acknowledging someone. I mean, you'd be surprised just saying to someone, hey, I see you. We all need something from each other, and I enjoy being able to provide that, or at least through till next Tuesday.
As we're recording this conversation, you guys are getting ready to close up shop in about 10 days?
Yes, we get ready to close this. My boss told us when we're going to be leaving here.
It's going to be a little sad to leave here. It's going to be a lot sad to leave this thing.
Like I say, I'm really going to miss this place. I've been here 30 years, and, you know, I have to start all over again.
What do you think you're going to do, like, the day after this place closes, when you look ahead to what's next?
I'm all right. I'm going to be all right. You know, I can't stress myself about it, you know, but I'm going to find a job. Because where one door closed, another one opened.
After working a job like this, I imagine most other jobs would seem pretty easy.
You're right. That's right. It'll be easy. It'll be real easy.
Mustard, ketchup, and onions, right?
My name is Allison Denise Miles. My best memory was I used to come here with my dad. He used to pick me up after school. I would catch the bus right to the peanut stand, and he was working on the subway at the Shot Tower, right? So he would come with his big boots on and all that, and I was going to stay the weekend with him. He would always get the peanuts. So that's one of my best memories at Lexington Market. And every time I come here, I think of him.
Tell me more about your art. Tell me about your love of glitter.
I started this earring line where I was glittering jewelry, and I was looking for a place to vend, and I came down here 5 years ago with my little glitter jewelry, and I came to Lexington Market, and everybody was loving my earrings.
I love every time I see you. Whether or not you're wearing anything with glitter, you always have a little bit of glitter on you.
I really do. I need it. Everybody need glitter in their life.
We're meeting here today not in the area where you had your kiosk, because today's the first day that part of the market is gated off, closed, and slated for demolition. Talk to me about change.
Just the fact that I'm going to go into my experience a little bit. I worked for Baltimore City Police Force. I was a police officer. I was 18 years old, and I had a baby, fresh out of high school. I took him to the doctor's one day, and the nurse told me in the ER at Johns Hopkins, she said, how you gonna take care of this baby? You don't have any health insurance. You need a real job, baby. That's what she said to me. She said, because he gonna get sick again. I looked at her. I said, and you absolutely right. So my whole journey in being a Baltimore City police officer, I was really committed to my job. So I did that, and then I raised my son. My son is 32 years old now. He's a school teacher at St. Francis. He's like the best son ever, right? And I'm so proud when I look at him that I was able to give him back to society, because I know that I will be leaving something really beautiful on the planet. My boy, he came through. And I feel like it's my sweet reward from God, because I did what I was supposed to do. And now I'm free. Now it's my turn. I like change. And I say I like change because with change come better things. I welcome this change. I do. I welcome it. Well, what I'm going to do now, I'm not even going to vend anymore. Because I find when you go out and vend, it's real expensive. And you never know if you're going to make the money. And my whole venture and what I do is not for money. It's about finishing what I started. So I'm going to stay on the internet. And I'm going to just take it from there. And I'm going to just keep doing it small. And my earrings are so beautiful. It's that one person that's going to wear it, and it's going to open my whole world up. And the day that they do, then that will be the day that I finish what I started. Because the whole world will be wanting to get sprinkled.
You really do sparkle on the inside and the outside.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You've been listening to Out of the Blocks, an original production of WYPR and PRX. This is part one of our collection of stories from Lexington Market. We are back at the market next episode. Lots more vendors and market goers to meet, as well as the developers who hold the future of the market in their hands.
I feel like so many people are betting against the project. So many people have said that it's impossible. They also said that about every project that we've ever done.
Lexington Market Part 2 next time on Out of the Blocks. I'm Aaron Henkin. I produce the show along with Wendell Patrick, who creates an original musical score for the program. Wendell, by the way, also takes photo portraits of the people we meet and interview. They are beautiful. You can check them out at wypr.org/out of the blocks. If you like the show, do us a favor and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Or, even easier, just tell a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll do it again soon. Out of the Blocks is supported by PRX and produced with grant funding from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Maryland State Arts Council, the Hofberger Foundation, Patricia and Mark Joseph Shelter Foundation, Inc., the Sana and Andy Brooks Family Fund, the Peel Center, and the William G. Baker Jr. Memorial Fund, creator of the Baker Artist Portfolios, online at bakerartist.org.
Support for this podcast comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
From PRX.